Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. We have been telling you for years that the downfall of Great Britain and the United States of America is inevitable. And today I'd like to focus on events in Great Britain, and even the casual observer is seeing now how catastrophic the situation in Great Britain is. Let me first begin by talking about the resignation of the former Prime Minister, Liz Truss, in the Associated Press wrote on October 20. After just 45 days in office, British Prime Minister Liz Truss became the third Conservative Prime Minister to be toppled in as many years, and she will go down as the shortest-serving leader in British history. Her resignation extends the instability that has shaken Britain since it broke off from the European Union and leaves its leadership in limbo as the country faces a cost-of-living crisis and looming recession. Where the Conservative Party goes from here is not clear. An editorial in the Daily Mail on Thursday was headlined, "The wheels have come off the Tory clown car." Now, Truss' fall was inevitable. The Sun already wrote on October 14 that prior to her resignation, Liz Truss' first 40 days in power ended in the biggest political meltdown for 300 years. A scripture comes to mind in the book of Proverbs in the 28th chapter. We read that because of the sin of the land, the princes are many, or better translated, the princes change. In other words, the leaders change quickly, rapidly, as we have seen now in Great Britain. The New York Post wrote on October 20, "The joke in Britain is that the country is becoming like Italy, but without the weather. In other words, ungovernable. Nobody who is in power is going to look good at such a time. U.S. politicians are as expert as British ones in pushing difficult problems away." And even though I'm focusing mainly on Great Britain today, I will have some passing comments about the United States of America as well. The article goes on to say, "Most of us can remember a time when there were at least some politicians admired across the political aisle. People who were respected because, whether you agreed with them or not, they seemed to have their country's best interests at heart. How many politicians of this generation can this be said about? Perhaps it's a fault of the people going into politics, or perhaps the ones going into it want the wrong things. Certainly, a lot of them seem to put their own advancements ahead of their country. And when they're also visibly incapable of their job, there is no way that voters won't notice that too. Today, Britain looks like a shambles. Its reputation for calm politics has been shot, and the ruling party's reputation for economic competency has been shattered. It could be the same here in the United States any day. Our politicians also promise everything and anything. How long can this go on?" Now, Fox News published on October 21 an opinion piece by Mr. Gardner, a former aide to Margaret Thatcher. That's what he wrote. "With Prime Minister Liz Truss' resignation, we have witnessed a Shakespearean tragedy. A government with a majority of over 70 parliamentary seats has basically collapsed. My former boss, Lady Thatcher, would have been appalled. This is the biggest political coup in the UK since the Iron Lady herself stepped down as PM in 1990 after being forced to resign by her own party. Liz Truss' resignation and disastrously short tenure is a leadership lesson for Conservatives on both sides of the Atlantic. No British leader should ever say sorry for cutting taxes and advancing economic freedom. The damage being done here to the Conservative Party's standing and credibility is immense. It is a huge step backwards for the UK and is a path to economic decline. The U-turns on tax policy have been catastrophic, and the consequences for the British economy will be dire. The British Conservative Party is literally destroying itself, with a recession the likely result. Abandoning economic freedom is a terrible mistake and a gift to the socialist left, including the Biden presidency in the United States, which strongly opposed the UK tax cut agenda. President Biden's lecturing of the British Prime Minister on economic policy has been both outrageous and ridiculous. The Biden economy has been an absolute disaster, with soaring inflation, crashing markets, and a looming recession. He is the last person on earth who should be handing out economic advice with his track record. And then, of course, after that, Mr. Rishi Sunak was appointed to become the new prime minister. The Associated Press wrote on October 24, former Treasury chief Rishi Sunak is Britain's next prime minister and now faces the huge task of stabilizing the party and country at a time of economic and political turbulence. Sunak's victory is historic. He is the first British prime minister of color and of South Asian heritage, the first Hindu to hold the post, and the youngest for 200 years. His challenge is enormous, as he tries to unite a demoralized and divided party that trails far behind the opposition in opinion polls. The Conservative Party turmoil is fueling demands for a national election. Under Britain's parliamentary system, there doesn't need to be one until the end of 2024, though the government has a power to call one sooner. Currently, that looks unlikely. And so, Sunak has become the next prime minister, the third leader within just 3 months. The German outlet T-Online described him as a King Slayer without a white vest. Breitbart described him as a globalist. And I quote, best known for signing the checks on the mega money lockdown policies of the COVID era and pushing the national tax burden to the highest levels in decades. Continuing this development can hardly be good news for Britain. And whether he will keep his post for a while will have to be seen. But let me just talk about taxes for a moment. The tax burden in the United Kingdom is just outrageous. And so it is also in the United States of America and other countries around the world, in the Western world in particular. But there is another passage in the book of Proverbs, chapter 29 and verse 4, which reads, according to the New American Bible, that a king who imposes heavy taxes ruins the land. Now, there is no indication that Mr. Sunak will ease the tax burden. It appears like just the opposite is going to take place. Remember what happened in ancient times after Solomon had died and his son took over. And the people came to him and said, please ease our tax burden, it's very heavy. But he listened to the wrong people and he said, no, I will even increase taxes. And the people said, enough is enough. Rebellion, revolution was a consequence. Is something like that going to happen in Great Britain? It very well could. Breitbart wrote on October 25, Sunak has the distinction of being so wealthy, with an estimated combined net worth of £730 million, which is about $825 million or euros, alongside his wife, that he will be the first inhabitant of number 10 Downing Street to have a larger fortune than the reigning British monarch, leading to questions about his ability to empathize with the plight of the common man during the economic crisis, which he in part helped to create. Sunak advocated in the past a whole of economy or economy transition to green energy sources. Sunak reportedly wanted to usher in the so-called Great Reset, schemed up by Klaus Schwab. Sunak has been one of the leading figures pushing for the implementation of a central bank digital currency, through which governments would be able to track every expenditure made by citizens, leading to concerns that Britain will follow the likes of communist China in implementing a social credit score. The Sun added on October 24, Rishi's Hindu faith helps guide his lifestyle. When he became an MP, he swore his oath on the Hindu book, the holy book, the Bhagavad Gita. Fittingly, he became PM on the first day of Diwali, the religion's most important festival. Life Mint added on October 25. A Hindu prime minister is now responsible for advising King Charles on appointments to the Church of England. Britain is dead, said Colin Pruett, operations associate at the American Conservative. Sunak always keeps an idol of Sri Ganesh on his table. Sunak visited a temple with his wife in advance of the popular Hindu festival celebrating Lord Krishna's birthday. And the British magazine Gal Dem wrote on Twitter, Rishi Sunak's undemocratic election as prime minister is not a win for diversity, and we are not celebrating it as one. One user replied that idolatry would increase in Britain. Now, by no stretch of the imagination am I going to say here that the Church of England is practicing true Christianity. They are advocating many teachings, false doctrines, which are not in compliance with the Bible. But I would agree with the assessment that idolatry will increase in Great Britain as well as in the United States of America. Now again, let's go back into history. First, the House of Israel and then the House of Judah went into captivity, first by the Assyrians and then the Babylonians, for two reasons mainly. It was Sabbath breaking and idolatry. And the Bible prophesies that the same is going to happen again, and that Great Britain and the United States of America will lose in a war in the future, in the near future, and go into captivity, those who survive this terrible attack, which is going to come. Don't make any mistake, it's going to come. And it's going to come because of the same reasons for which ancient Israel and Judah were punished by God. Bild Online published the following comment on October 25. Ever since the Queen died, things have been haywire in the kingdom. After the unfortunate Liz Truss, now Rishi Sunak. Is this Premier the right one? What would the Queen say? A voice is missing to save England. It's not missing, but people are not listening. We have been telling you for years what it would take to save England, to prevent this inevitable downfall from occurring. But people are not listening. People are not interested in it. We have prepared a free booklet, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America, which goes into the reasons and which goes into what is going to happen in the near future. You need this booklet. Please ask for a free copy. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.